This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with our series of lessons, Great Lessons from Great Failures. And today our particular study is upon Cain, the son of Adam and Eve, the record of which is given in Genesis chapter 4. Let's look first of all to the point of God and his relation to Cain. When God's first question comes, it is, "Where art thou?" This, of course, following the murder by Cain of Abel, his brother. God's second question, "Where is thy brother?" This indicates that we must know the way ourselves before we can show it to others. Cain is the first murderer. Why should we study him? Because he is ugly. He failed, and we can learn from that. But Cain did not begin that way. Remember such things as train wrecks, two beautiful girls mangled. Were they pretty? No, ghastly. But they didn't begin that way. An old man's broken and withered body in a casket. Beautiful? Absolutely not. But it was that way because it had grown that way down through the years. So Cain was brutal, but it had not always been so. Imagine the day of his birth as a baby, how sweet and innocent. As he grew older, sin entered his life. And let us notice that sin can be changing us day by day, hardening our hearts and turning us away from God. There are a number of lessons we can learn from Cain, things that we ought to avoid, some things we should imitate. He was a religious man. He worshipped the true God, and that's what each of us ought to do. But nevertheless, he failed, in spite of the fact that he worshipped the true God. We must learn the lesson that you can believe in God and still be a failure in your life, and still spend eternity in hell. Secondly, we note that he failed in his worship. He did not follow God's word. Most people do not realize that the Bible is God's authoritative word. He demands of us that we do only that which is authorized in our work and in our worship. I find that many religious people think it's a matter of no consequence whatever to do whatever in worship they please. They will introduce anything into worship. It doesn't matter whether it's authorized by the Bible or not. Cain, for instance, saw no connection between religion and morality. And many church members today do not. We find that people who claim to be followers of Christ using filthy speech, watching pornographic movies, involved in such things as drinking intoxicating liquors, fornication, lasciviousness. Secondly, we note that he failed to repent. Instead of repenting, Cain became envious. Not jealous, but envious. His envy led to murder. We can compare at this point Joseph's brothers, the crucifixion of Christ, Saul and David. Envy is a child of hatred. And God would have forgiven him if only he had repented. "Where is thy brother?" God asks. "Because of you, I ask you, where is your child? Because of you, where are your parents? Because of you, where are your brothers and sisters? Because of you, where are your brothers and sisters in Christ? Because of you, where is your wife or your husband? Are they drunkards, fornicators? Are they in ruin because of your influence? Have you ruined the influence of Christ in their lives because of your own hypocrisy? Are they liars and thieves because you've been a liar and a thief? Are they unfaithful because you've ignored the church?" Let us note particularly, however, that Cain made this grievous mistake. He did not follow God in the instructions which God had given him in the matter of worship. Abel, we are told, offered God of the first fruits of his flock, whereas Cain, not functioning according to faith, offered the first fruits of the ground. The Bible tells us that Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And it further tells us that he did this by faith. Now, what does it mean to do a thing by faith? We find in Romans 10:17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." This simply indicates that Abel did what he did according to the authority of God, whereas, on the other hand, Cain did not. And so, you see, we learn the great lesson that even if you believe in and try to worship the one true God, if you do not worship him according to what the Bible teaches, your worship will not be acceptable. May every one of us learn these great lessons from this great failure whose name was Cain.